With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had their first phone call in nearly 4 weeks. Relations have been frosty ever since the two diverged over the Biden administration's desire for a two-state solution in the wake of the Hamas attack on Israel that killed over 1,200 people and the kidnapping of Israeli hostages. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says President Biden wants to work with Israel on what happens after the Hamas war ends.
The hope is that when this conflict is over, that we can work in a collaborative way with the Israeli government on and counterparts in the region on good governance in Gaza. Good governance that the president hopes can lead to a viable two-state solution.
Netanyahu has repeatedly rebuffed Biden's call for Palestinian sovereignty. Netanyahu said this week that he has told U.S. officials in plain terms he will not support a Palestinian state as part of any post-war plan. Tens of thousands of people rallied on a frigid Washington Friday for the 51st annual March for Life. House Speaker Mike Johnson was among the speakers at the event and says the Declaration of Independence is clear about the right to life.
So it's from the very beginning that our founders boldly proclaimed those self-evident truths, that our rights do not come from government, our rights come from God, our Creator.
After speeches on the National Mall, participants marched to the U.S. Capitol building and Supreme Court on behalf of the unborn and pro-life policies. U.S. officials say American fighter jets struck Iranian-backed Houthi rebel sites for the sixth time on Friday. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 395 points. This is SRN News. Big Brother's watching you.
It really does sound like something out of Orwell. A House subcommittee revealing that federal law enforcement agencies have been using bank documents to track which Americans have been buying Bibles lately. You're also on the list if you made purchases of Trump campaign gear or shopped at Bass Pro. The subcommittee says lawmen had worked up a list of, quote, extremist indicators, and apparently one of them is purchasing a copy of the scriptures. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Florida Republicans are working on a bill that would ban teachers from wearing a rainbow flag lapel pin in public schools and universities. The measure forbids government employees from displaying any flag or even depictions of flags that show a racial, sexual orientation, and gender or political ideology viewpoint in a state or local government building. The ban would not apply to students or to government employees when they're not at work or in public buildings. This is SRN News. Ford is scaling back production of its F-150 Lightning electric pickup truck.
It's the result of weaker-than-expected growth in the sales of electric vehicles. Ford says about 1,400 workers will be affected as production at the Rogue Electric Vehicle Center is cut back to a single shift effective April 1st. Roughly 700 employees will transfer to Ford's Michigan assembly plant, while others will be placed in roles at the Rogue Complex or other facilities in southeast Michigan. Early retirement incentives are also being offered. Rich Thomason reporting.
A witness saw sparks shooting from a cargo plane as it made an emergency landing at Miami International Airport shortly after takeoff. A spokesperson for Atlas Air says the aircraft landed safely Thursday night after experiencing an engine malfunction soon after departure. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.